by the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato.
And here we go. I'm Walt Bodine, and a whole lot of wonderful people are gathered around. For what purpose, I have no idea, but we're going to find out.
We're actually in the middle of a bridge tournament here.
Beg pardon?
Oh, no. I want to say that this is the Walt Bodine Show, and I'm Charles Furza, co-hosting with Walt. I write for The Pitch magazine, and The Pitch's food blog, which is fatcity@pitch.com. And I'm going to let our beautiful, talented panelists introduce themselves.
Mm. Whoa. My name's Chris Basica, and I'm sure I fit all those descriptions. I write for Ingram's Magazine, and I'm glad to be here. It seems like we haven't been here forever.
I know. You look younger than ever, and I look older than ever.
You know, that's why I like you so much.
Younger than springtime and twice as exciting.
I'm Mary Block. I write for the Kansas City Star, their restaurant guide, and also I have a blog called Around the Block at AroundTheBlockKC.com, and I'm on Facebook.
You're everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, literally and figuratively, yes. Are you going to talk about your trip to Chicago at all?
Our listeners probably are more interested in Kansas City Fair.
But I think they are, yeah. You're probably right. And a special guest today, Emily Ferris.
Yes, I'm Emily Ferris, and I'm a freelance food writer. And my most seasonal blog or website would be CasseroleCrazy.com.
Because you authored that cookbook?
Yes,
you know, many people are wondering when Casserole Crazy 2 is going to come out.
I don't know. Writing a cookbook is, there's a lot of measuring involved, and I don't really like to measure. So maybe if you join in with me, we can write it together.
Yes, well, I'm so fabulous at measuring myself. In the second half of the show, we are going to be talking about the best places to eat alone. And, you know, most people dread eating alone. I mean, I always feel awkward. I've gotten over it over the years, but because Chris Basica taught me a fabulous trick, which is you always eat alone at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You do not eat at a table.
Yep.
But we'll get more on that subject after the half hour mark. First, let's talk about all the new and exciting places.
Well, I'll start. This is Chris, and I'll start with the newest place I've been, and Emily's been there too, so
we'll get a double take.
I went to Seasons 52 last week, this week actually, on that cold and rainy Tuesday night. And
was it crowded?
It was quite crowded. We ate in the bar, but they have tables all around the bar, and
is it a pretty bar?
It is a gorgeous bar. The place is really, really nice, and I am thrilled. It is carpeted, and it has ceiling tiles.
Wow!
So it is a place where you can.
That's unheard of.
I know. I was just thank you, Lord, because you could talk, and they had some low key music going on.
You know, Chris, that may be I'm going to write this down. A topic for a future show: restaurants where you can still talk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There aren't that many anymore. We sort of sprinkled among the flatbreads and the salads, but I seldom rave over salads. I mean, I eat them because I have to, and they're good for you and all of that
stuff. That's why I don't eat them for that.
Yeah, well, they have what they call an organic arugula salad with a truffle dressing. It actually was probably about the best dressing I've ever had, ever.
Really?
Wow.
It was so good. And the arugula salad, because we it was big. The food is not a huge menu.
And not very expensive, I know. I mean,
no,
not inexpensive, but...
No, it's not. It's a bowl of soup is $5.50. The entrees range from $16.95 to $19.95, and they say that they change the menu seasonally, and every item is under 475 calories. But the good news is you can't tell that.
Portions small?
No, they are not. So it was very good. And they have a fabulous wine list. There are 50 wines by the glass, which I think is really a large number, especially in Kansas City. And we had four different wines, and three of them they opened at our table.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Which was very nice. So I think this is going to be a real contender on the plaza.
And
what's the name of it?
Yeah.
It's called Seasons 52, and it's where Eddie Bauer's was, which you can't even imagine that it was there. It's very, actually seems like a very large restaurant,
yeah.
Didn't you think?
Yeah, and I had a very different experience than you. I went for lunch, and I was with, I was a guest of a guest who I think was being wooed for their catering services and convention food. And we were in a back room, and I was thinking, was this a dressing room? Have I tried on jeans in here? And I couldn't quite tell. It was definitely a very different. The ceiling seemed similar to me, some of the beams in the ceiling, which are very cool. I thought that was the original.
Mm. It could have been, yeah.
Yeah. I had a different salad, and I didn't see it on their menu when I went back to look. It was like a chopped salad, which was very good, and the flatbreads. See, when they came out and told us that it was 475 calories or fewer, that sort of made me biased. I don't necessarily want to hear that when I eat at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I'm on a diet. But generally, I go out to eat food that's delicious and bad for me. But it was very good.
It was very good, yeah.
And like I said, I had a very different experience. And that I left there thinking that is food that I would definitely be happy to eat at a meeting or a convention or an event. I hadn't tried the entrees. I sort of had an array of appetizers.
Gotcha.
And the desserts.
Yes. Well, the desserts are very fun. And
they are.
Despite Charles's
I detest the trend of these little, and not inexpensive, I mind it, these little desserts that are served in shot glass where, you know, in my case, that would be one bite. So
except,
no sharing allowed.
They're double shots.
Yeah. Except they are big. They're about an inch and a half square. And they're $2.50. And
for two bites?
Oy. No, for four bites, okay. I would say. I
maybe
mean,
five, depending.
Yeah, but I mean, Bill and I, we were splitting. Well, we split three, and we were embarrassed about ordering three. And we said to our very cute waiter named Benjamin, we said, "Are you supposed to only get one?" And he goes, "Ma'am, we've had four people eat all 14 of them, you know, right there in front of us."
Like, that will be my table when okay. I finally go.
Which ones did you have?
We had the carrot cake. The pecan pie and the mocha macchietti. Mm. And they were all really, really good. And I will tell you that three of those was too much dessert for the two of us. So,
all right. I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Walt Bodine Show at KCUR. You can join our conversation by giving us a call at 816-235-2888 or you can email us at kcur.org. We're here with the food critics. Do you have a couple more things?
Yeah, I would like to mention the fact that I got back out to Tres Ovino, which I've not been out to since the Geralds took mm-hmm. it over, and I thought it was really, really, really good. I cannot believe the number of restaurants out at 105th and...
I know it's the new restaurant row, isn't it?
117th.
115th, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a huge number, and I think there's two more coming out there.
Well, didn't one just open this week, Emily?
That's Aaron Sanchez.
Yeah. Is it called Metizo?
Metizo.
Yeah, it yes. opened on Monday, or last week, I'm sorry.
And do you know anything about it, Mary?
I'm going tonight. I'll tell you more next time.
Okay, the next show, great.
And I'm going for lunch next week, so we can
get it. Yeah, you're good.
Well, I'm not going, okay. So I'll let you guys tell okay. us. But I thought Tres Ovino is doing a fabulous, really, really good job. The squash soup. Was just
and I'm glad they kept the tuna tacos on the menu.
Yes.
Those are my favorite.
I think
town.
They're only on the bar menu now.
They are, yeah. But if you ask nicely, they'll do it at the
you're better at
dining
that than
table.
I am.
The other place I thought I'd mention real quick, and I am late in getting there, but we went finally to Cafe Augusta on 12122 87th Street Parkway, and you know I kind of scoped it out first on the internet, which is both. Good news and bad news, I think, when you do that. And it had sort of mixed reviews. There were four of us. We had a really excellent dinner. I like how varied their menu is.
They have, by the way, can I throw in great desserts, normal-sized desserts.
Normal-sized desserts.
And don't they have a German night one night a week?
Yes, they do. And they have people playing music. And it's a very fun place, and our meals were excellent. So, including the Hungarian goulash, which our German friend just raved about.
I love that goulash. I like that restaurant.
So,
and why don't you say where it is again?
It is at 12122 87th Street Parkway, and it's Cafe Augusta, and it's sort of sitting there in a little strip mall. And
if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know it.
You wouldn't know it, no. Exactly.
Is that
so,
in St. Louis?
That's almost to St. Louis, or maybe Wichita.
Wichita, yeah, closer to Wichita. Yeah. So I'll stop there and not mention Smash Burgers, which
that's save that for our burger show.
Okay, I will.
Mary.
Okay. Well, I've been to another one of the new restaurants on the plaza, Zacalo, right across from Capitol Grill, and it's a Mexican restaurant. One of the partners own Sol Cantina, in Martini Corner. The people from Frida's were going to be partners, and I think they opted out. And based on my experience, it probably was smart for them not to be associated with it because it's not authentic Mexican.
Is it Tex-Mex, Mary?
I guess that's what you'd call it. It's very Americanized. It's not cheesy. It's hard to describe other than saying it's very underwhelming.
What all did you taste there?
We started with the basics, the chips and salsa. I thought the salsas were really pretty mediocre. The guacamole was fine. It was fresh, but it wasn't well seasoned. I've been a couple times. We have had all the tacos. The chicken tacos were the best of the bunch.
That's damned with faint praise.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of dry, not a lot to them. We did have chicken enchiladas that were, I would get again. They have half green and half red salsa and a nice rice with it. The soupy beans and the rice are probably the best part of the meals. The crab cakes are quite good.
Now, what's the price point?
It's not bad. It's
Plaza?
It's Plaza-esque. It's higher than, you know, a Southwest traffic.
It's not Annie Santa Fe.
No, it's not. But it's a place to go and, you know, hang out at the bar. They added a patio in the back. They carved it out of an alley, which was very clever. So they've got a lot of outdoor spaces, and the bar is very pretty, maybe a little hotel-like looking. But they've got big booths, and it's an attractive place, but I think it's more about the scene than the food.
So do they make their own margaritas, or do they come out of a machine?
You know, they say they make them. I didn't think they were anything extraordinary. So I wouldn't rush back.
Very good.
Yes.
But now we do have a Mexican restaurant on the plaza.
We do have a Mexican restaurant on the plaza. I also went to, and that, by the way, is at 620 West 48th Street. I also went to Anna's Oven, and I know, Charles, you've been there. And it's an adorable little spot right next to Thomas at 1809 West 39th Street.
And it may have the most limited menu in Kansas City.
But they do it all well. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And everything there is
homemade. It's
homemade.
A fun place to go.
It is. And, you know, if I tell people that you order at the counter and then you sit down, they think it's fast food. And it's not. I mean, it's, you know, it's
I think they call that fast casual. Yeah. I don't know. It's very it's like eating in your mother's kitchen.
Yes. But I thought that
not mine, unfortunately.
I thought the restaurant had a ton of charm. And, you know, we were there at night and it was a rainy night and the lights were dim and, you know, they had the bottles of wine lined up. You can just go pick which one you want.
Did you like the wine list? The wine selection?
You know, it was really a pretty good wine selection, very reasonable. I had the roast chicken with the 10 spice. I think next
it's
time
delicious.
I'd go with the traditional.
I loved it.
Five of the spices I don't think I could – I liked. They just kind of infiltrated the whole chicken. But I thought it was roasted perfectly. And my husband had lasagna, which he really enjoyed, and big salad. So I would go back. I thought it was really good. And they have homemade mac and cheese. Mm. People like
that's really the staple of their whole menu is the mac and cheese.
And it's very cheap. And as I think you've mentioned, if they ever make any money, they're going to
– donate it to charity.
Yeah, which is very admirable.
You know, when I ever start making money, I'm going to donate to charity too.
You can make that proclamation easily, right? I also went to Parisi Cafe, which is a new coffee shop in Union Station where Java Time used to be. And I was really pleasantly surprised.
The food's good. It's mostly carryout food, right? They don't make stuff. I mean, they make stuff there, but it's not a sit-down waiter-driven.
No, you can – it's not waiter-driven. But they have if you walk around behind, they've got lots of tables in the back.
Right. The sandwiches are great. And for vegetarians, they have a huge vegetarian – I won't say huge because it's not a huge menu. But they have several excellent vegetarian options.
Yeah. They have a lot of salads and sandwiches. I mean, even on the turkey and brie – sandwich, the apple butter is homemade. So they brought a chef in. I mean, this is not a, you know, just a whip it up type of thing.
I like
There's
it a lot.
A lot
I
of
hope it
care
succeeds because, you know, it's not, it wouldn't be your first choice to stop for a sandwich. But I think it's charming.
I do too. And they make, even their sodas are homemade.
And their chai, they created their own chai when they opened.
Yep. And the coffee, they do that pour-over method, which I think is a laborious process. So in the morning when there's a rush, they do the French press. But they're into their coffee.
Yeah, it's Parisi coffee, which is excellent.
Right. And it's a beautiful spot.
It's great.
Yeah. I thought it was wonderful. And then I know it's too late for the next season, but everybody mark your calendars for next spring. I went to the last Green Dirt Farm Cheese Appreciation event, and it's such a fun experience. You feel like you're on a, you know, a field trip from school, maybe.
Was it still warm out when you went?
It was. It was. It actually had been postponed from August when it was too hot. And it was, we wore our jackets, but it was not uncomfortable. And they had a beautiful array of cheeses, and they paired them with Amigoni wines. And I love the fact that it's all local. You've got the local wines, you've got the local cheeses, and Sarah Hoffman, the cheesemaker and owner, comes out, explains each cheese, how it's made.
Do they have a website, Mary, that people can go to?
They do. I'm pretty sure it's greendirtfarm.com, but if you just Google Green Dirt Farm, it'll come right up.
I want to remind our listeners that our phone lines are open if you want to join this conversation and talk about food, restaurants, service, anything you like, because that's the time to do it. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or you can shoot us an email at walpodineshow@kcor.org. And so we move this along. What do you have, Emily, for?
Well, you know, I spent most of my time between the last show and this show eating my way through New York, so I didn't go to too many new restaurants in Kansas City.
Except Seasons 52.
Make it to Seasons 52. But the place I can't stop thinking about or going back to is Soban in Mission, the Korean restaurant.
That's on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
It's on Shawnee Mission Parkway, 7800 Shawnee Mission Parkway. It is not Korean barbecue, but it is authentic Korean food.
I have some Korean friends who insist that it is the best Korean restaurant in the city. So
I would agree. My boyfriend lived in Korea for 18 months, and he agrees. So
yeah.
It's my favorite thing to get is, you can get it at any Korean restaurant, but it's bibimbap, a rice dish, which is, I could eat it for every meal.
Is it always served in the hot stone bowls?
No, there's two. There's bibimbap,
right.
And then there is dolsap bibimbap, which is served in a hot pot. So they put everything, and it sort of cooks in the hot pot itself. So you can go hot or cold. I always prefer the cold, even in the winter. But that's because I get the delicious hot stews.
Oh, okay.
So Soban has one that my boyfriend couldn't find anywhere in Kansas City, and I'm going to probably mangle the pronunciation, Ongjang Jim Dak. And it's roasted chicken, and you get – it's the whole chicken and vegetables, potatoes, cellophane noodles, and it is sweet and spicy and the absolute best thing to eat on a winter night.
I would throw this out that it may be the prettiest Korean restaurant in Kansas City.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
And there's another restaurant where you can hear yourself talk.
Absolutely. I got to put that on my list, yes. We have some phone calls. Walt, should we start taking them?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to... not that one. Let me go to...
gone.
Caller, are you with us? Oh, where are we going here? To Nancy?
Hi.
Hi, Nancy. You are calling us from where?
Kearney, Missouri.
I love Kearney, Missouri. There's a fabulous Sonic there.
Yes.
What are you going to talk to us about? Is it a restaurant in Kearney?
No, it's in Liberty.
Okay.
Taj Mahal, that used to be, I think it used to be an independent, but it opens now in Liberty, an Indian restaurant.
Now, is it any connection to the Taj Mahal on Warnell Road here?
It is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Same folks. And I was so excited when I saw that it was going to open up right there in Liberty, because it's nice to be able to go have something wonderful. You know, we don't have a lot of Indian food in Kearney. Just let me say that. So,
I find that hard to believe.
You know, we have some good little restaurants in Kearney, but it's so nice. I mean, otherwise we had to go, you know, down to Westport or out to Zona Rosa. We go to Swagat a lot, which
I
love.
Yeah, that's a good place, yeah.
But it was just, we went last night, they're new, they don't have their beer yet, which was a disappointment to my husband, a couple weeks for the license, you know, but it was very nice, and the food was very good, and so I'm just excited. I just want it to succeed so badly.
Well, you're doing a good job of promoting it, Nancy, and we appreciate that.
Good.
Thank you so much. And again, the line here is 816-235-2888, the Walpo Dean Show, and the Restaurant Critic Panel, and I've got a couple questions that need to be answered here. Could Emily say the name location of the Korean restaurant again?
Yes, it is Soban, and that is S-O-B-A-H-N, and it is at 7800 Shawnee Mission Parkway. And their website is SobonKC.com.
Yeah, I like to tell people that, you know, when you see the Steak and Shake, just keep driving.
Yeah.
Which is hard for me to do. But let's see. Dan in Overland Park wants to know where to find a good couscous.
What about the Marrakesh Cafe on 39th Street?
That is an excellent. On Westport Road.
Though. Westport Road, yes.
I've had some excellent couscous there. Really good. In fact, I want some right now.
There you go.
Where else, Chris, do you?
I don't know.
Emily?
I'm with Chris. I should know.
Well, I bet callers are going to call in and at 816-235-2888 or 816 or shoot us an email at walpertineshow@kcr.org and tell us where they have had good couscous. In the meantime, we are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. Where else have you been, Miss Emily?
Well, Seasons 52 is the other one I brought on my list. Where have I been this week? Why don't you come back to me in a second?
I will, but first let's take this phone call. Terry in Overland Park?
Yes.
Terry, what is your question for us?
My question is there anywhere in the area that makes a true Caesar salad anymore? I know with the raw egg it's probably not possible to have that in there, but do they make one that, you know, puts the anchovies and everything in it still? You know, the real Caesar salad instead of just pouring dressing on it, putting a couple croutons on it and calling it a Caesar salad.
Well, let's see what our panelists say.
Well, the Savoy still does.
And do they do it tableside?
They do still do it tableside.
Oh, really?
And then I'd stop there.
Well, what about Jasper's? They don't do it tableside anymore.
No, they don't.
Oh, you know.
I'd stop there after the salad. At the
Savoy. Oh, okay. Yeah, that went right over my head. Yes, there's a couple things at the Savoy Grill I like. None of which are coming to mind. But the lobster.
Lobster
there's exquisite.
It's great. Yeah.
Where else?
I don't know why more restaurants are not making that again. Now that there's pasteurized eggs, there's no reason not to be making
a real
Caesar salad. I wish that would come back.
Oh, I do too. I actually, the first one that I ever had was down in Puerto Vallarta, which is what I'm told is where they actually created it. And they did it tableside, and it was just wonderful. I've never been able to duplicate that around here since, and I'm just I'm on the Holy Grail quest for that.
Well, we're going to find out an answer for you, but at least we know that the Savoy Grill does. Yeah. And I bet it's a good one, too.
Yeah, it's very good. And I will just mention to you, the New York Times cookbook has a great – great recipe in there for that salad, and it's the one I use, and more or less. And it's really good.
Wonderful.
Hey, Terry, that was a great question. Thank you. And I think we have time for a quick question before we go to break. Is this Andy in Overland Park?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Andy, thanks for calling. What's your question?
Well, quick question. I'm looking for some place that's a little bit off the norm for a family gathering of about 20 people in southern Kansas City.
Wow. Okay.
Off the norm, meaning?
Well,
does that mean ethnic food is a possibility?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. South Kansas City.
I'm sort of thinking Bowling's, but
that's what I was thinking. The room for 20.
You know, I think Frida's can handle that number.
That's
148th and Metcalf. That's way south.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen Frida's, and I've been curious about that.
Oh, it's fabulous.
It's a great restaurant.
Yeah, authentic Mexican fare.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we have other callers listening and who want to chime in on this with answers for you, we'll do that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Walton, I think maybe it's time for a break.
Had a chime there.
Yeah, I heard a chime.
Okay. Yes, we'll be back for some reason.
Well, Walt, do you like truffles?
Huh?
Do you like truffles? And I don't mean chocolate truffles because I love them. I mean truffles made from... they're a fungus, right, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, it's just a mushroom.
Yeah, they look like a mushroom.
Mm-hmm. I want
them
to look.
And they cost a heck of a lot more than
a
mushroom.
They're like $6,000 a pound now, I think.
What?
They're huge. White truffles.
So if you go to someplace and get truffle oil, does it cost like $600 a bottle?
I think most of them are somewhat substitutes, sort of like wasabi.
You know, but yeah. It makes a difference, though. If you get a cheap truffle oil, it doesn't taste very good. Dean and DeLuca does truffle fries, and they do truffle salt. And that
you and you had some. Well, first, let's go to Steve in Lee's Summit. Steve, you had a question about truffles, didn't you?
Yes, I've never tasted them. I see that they have them on these cooking shows where they season with them, and I was wanting to know if there's a place that Kansas City where you could go just to taste them with a cook in a in some sort of dish, and also I haven't been able to find any truffle oil anywhere.
Well, I know you could get truffle oil probably at Dean and DeLuca.
Dean and DeLuca and Better Cheddar.
Yeah.
And Whole Foods, I think, as well.
Where's that? Where are they at?
Better Cheddar is on the plaza on 48th Street and also in Prairie Village. And Dean and DeLuca is at 119th and Row.
Okay. If you want to go down to Seasons, there that truffle dressing I mentioned was very truffly.
And most hamburger places seem to have truffle fries these days.
Blanc has a really good truffle fry. And then Room 39 on 39th Street, one of their brunch items is a baked bread with egg and ham, and it has truffle oil on it.
Well, that sounds delicious.
But I will, if it's the first time you're trying truffle oil, give it a time or two. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I think so too. But, I paid $6,000 for it, so I was going to love it no matter what.
You're going to eat the whole thing right
then. I want to remind our listeners that in this half hour, we're going to talk about great places to dine solo, which means you're alone, lonely, awkward, unpopular.
Speak for yourself,
really
Charles.
Really cool and confident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually try to wear a veil. But, yes, we all have dined alone, and we want to know where you go to dine alone. And Patty wrote into us at waltbodineshow@kcr.org. Patty wrote, you say tomato, which I wouldn't have thought that so much, which is at, I think, what, 27th and Holmes? You say tomato. They treat you lovingly and kindly when you're alone. And if you're eating dinner alone, Blue Koi. It's a great bar to sit and eat. Is that true?
I haven't eaten alone at the Blue Koi, but I would imagine so. We should maybe mention what makes for a great individual dining service.
I think that's great, and we're going to do that. I also want to put out a question for our listeners, which we get this every so often. RJ wrote in to say, where do you suggest for good traditional Lebanese food? And that I'm not sure we have a Lebanese restaurant in Kansas City. Or even one that serves traditional Lebanese dishes. So if you're listening and you can have an answer to that, call us at 816-235-2888 or give us an email with the answer at walpodineshow@kcr.org. Let's see. Should we get straight to our topic?
Sure.
Why not?
Okay. Let me just say that I have eaten alone many, many times, and I didn't really enjoy it sitting at a table alone until Chris advised me always to eat alone at the bar. Why is that bar? It's more convivial, for one thing.
It is more convivial, and it doesn't have to be if you want to be a solitary, sad person. But I think what helps is you're generally staring at a bunch of liquor. At least that's interesting. I'm not so fond of bars with TVs in them. But I know many people are. But I think the bartender there makes a huge difference in your meal. If you have a nice bartender who looks after you, who does more than what you want to eat, lady, I think that helps a lot.
And I want to remind people that one thing I sort of had to learn, which is that when the young hostess or host invariably likes to seat single diners at the worst table in the restaurant, a really nasty little deuce, near the bathroom, and you have the right to say no to that table.
Yeah.
She seats you there after she says, only one?
Yeah.
Only one?
And have you been in that predicament?
Yeah, I really like eating alone, though. I don't do it often, but I sort of relish the opportunity when I can.
Well, it's fun if you are in the right mood and you have the right book.
Yes.
Or magazine.
Oh,
or drink.
Or drink.
Or drink.
Yeah.
See, I think you have to be braver than that. I think you don't take your book. I mean, which I have done when I traveled a lot and just took my book, and then I thought, well, there's also room service. But I think you need to just kind of be there and be open.
I think it depends what meal of the day it is also.
Okay.
Breakfast or lunch, maybe you want to read a book or newspaper.
Yeah.
But for dinner, I agree with you.
Yeah. If you're at a decent place, I think you should. And, you know, now, of course, since everybody just plays with their phones, you know, endless entertainment for hours.
I want to say that Maureen wrote in to say, I love to eat breakfast at the Classic Cookie, me and my newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good, you know, and lots of single diners eat there. And speaking of diners, diners are a good place to eat alone. Like Cascone's Grill,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're still treated like, well, I won't say a queen, but something in the royal family. and we're talking about places that you like to eat alone. But we do have an answer to one of our questions. Doug in Kansas City, you have an answer for the Lebanese food question?
Yes, I'm not 100% confident that the proprietors are from Lebanon, but I think so, at Habashi House in the City Market.
I think the food there is delicious.
Oh, I love that place.
That would be, yeah.
That's an excellent choice.
Good idea.
Hey, thank you, Doug.
You bet.
Another question answered, Caesar salad. Nancy?
Yes.
Where do you like to get a good Caesar salad?
Story in Prairie Village.
Now, do they make it tableside?
Yes. He doesn't make it tableside, but it is really high quality Caesar dressing that he makes that's actually tonnato Caesar, which is the tuna, but he does put a little anchovy in there, and it's just as fresh as can be.
Hey, that sounds great. I want to go out and get one right now, actually.
And you had another idea for it.
Oh, yes. Well, I feel, you know, remiss that I even wrote about this last week. EBT Restaurant, which has a new young chef and a new young manager, but and a relatively new menu, but they have kept the traditional tableside Caesar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm eager to go back and eat at EBT. When I first moved to town, it was one of my very favorite mm-hmm. restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So EBT is at, what, 100 and...
Fifth.
Yeah.
Right at 435. It's in St. Joe's.
Is the United Missouri Bank building right in front of St. Joseph Hospital. And it's a fun place to go.
It's a very pretty place, too. Very pleasant.
Okay. Charlotte in Prairie Village called us to say a great place for large groups is Jay Gilbert's at would that be like 80-something?
That's 91st. I was just there last night.
Okay.
91st.
Did you eat at the bar?
We did start at the bar, but then we moved to a bar table right beside the bar.
Now, I wouldn't say that Jay Gilbert's at 90th and Metcalf is maybe the most modestly priced restaurant for a large group, but it's a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is also a great place to dine alone, Charlotte says. They have a dark bar like Home Sweet Home away from home. Well, not my home, but okay. Laura writes, you can get truffle oil at the Tasteful Olive, which is a fun store, in downtown Overland Park. They let you sample it before you buy it. They'll let you sample any of the oils, and it's a fun place to go.
With your finger. I just think it's very weird there's no bread there or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just
have the cup.
Yeah.
Is this Joe in Kansas City?
Yes.
Where's your choice for Lebanese food?
Zena Restaurant.
Oh, is that downtown Kansas City?
Yeah, so you know about it. That's 100% Lebanese.
What is the address there, please?
25 East 12th Street, KCMO.
Okay.
Right on the corner of 12 and Walnut.
All right.
Okay.
Have you been there yet, Emily?
I have not, but I want to go today.
Yeah, let's go for Lebanese food later. Let's go to Mark in Leawood.
Hi. When I eat alone, I like to go to a jazz club, and there are a lot of great restaurants, Jardine's, 1911 Main, Chaz, the one out in Leawood too. Well, West Chase Grill now has music, but you know you're not alone when you're listening to music.
You know, that's a great idea.
That's
and Mark,
point.
I know you, and I want to know when you ever eat alone.
At rehearsals.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. That's Mark, who I don't think eats alone ever. But let's go to Steve on the Plaza. Steve? We may have lost Steve. If you want to join the conversation, the number here is 816-235-2888 or shoot us an email at waltbodineshow@kcur.org. Mm-hmm. Lots of people have been doing that today. What do we have here? This is a good question. My mother and I used to go out for a very nice lunch every year around Christmas time. They went to the American, but now that the American no longer serves lunch, she's looking for a suggestion for a new dress-up kind of place for a special lunch.
Well, first, just a correction. The American does serve lunch one Friday a month.
Yes, and first Friday.
It is the first Friday. So if it happens to be a first Friday, you could do that. If you want another upscale dress-up type of place, Starker's Restaurant would be a good choice on the plaza with the lights?
I was also thinking, you know, since it's a, how about Webster House?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
and
which
they'll
is
be
very
decorated. Lunch.
Yeah,
it's sort of a ladies for lunch place.
And JJ's.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Just, I think they have a great lunch, and it's, you can wear anything there, but it's a place where you could go and be dressed up and not feel out of place.
I think the American is also, I saw an ad recently for the American I thought was really great. It said, come as you are, and it was just a shot, a table down shot, and people in jeans and
that's
regular.
Smart.
I think dress up.
I never
meals.
Go into the American without wearing white gloves and a tiara. I mean, there are
I don't
some
go anywhere
standards
without white gloves
people.
And a tiara, but I think dress up meals are going away.
But if you like to dress up, you need a place that you can feel at least comfortable in.
Yes.
Okay, here's a good question from Cindy in Baldwin City. Cindy, are you with us? Well, I think she was either in a car or in a helicopter.
Train.
Yeah. Train. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888, and we're talking about the best places to eat alone, although I don't think that's what Matt is calling about. Matt, are you calling about Feasters?
Feasters Bistro in Baldwin City, Kansas. It's this fantastic new all-local food restaurant. Oh, man, it's just what we needed around here. I'm all excited about it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of restaurants in Baldwin City, are there?
No, no. And, boy, this place, just I had breakfast there this morning, and it was just good old-fashioned, you know, food that come out. The people that run it are kind of part of that back-to-the-farm
movement.
Kind of movement that you find kind of originating back in the 70s, and they're just kind of, you know, updated forward. You
yeah,
know.
They kind of look like old hippies. And
oddly
enough, has anyone eaten there besides
no.
me?
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten there. And, you know, when I first walked in, I thought Feasters was a play on the word feast.
Mm-hmm. That's actually Chris Feaster's last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And everything is homemade and fresh. Yeah. And, you know, if you happen to be driving to Lawrence and want to make a little side trip to Baldwin City, not exactly the excitement capital of the world, but fun. Feasters is a fun place, and it's open for breakfast and lunch, right?
Yeah, and dinner too. And he makes this incredibly delicious thing that he kind of came up with: grilled chicken dumplings. It's just rich and in this incredible broth with mashed potato dumplings in it that are just done. You can tell I'm waxing poetic over
you
it.
You are waxing poetic, Matt. Well, thank you. That is a great suggestion, and.
Are they open on the Saturdays and Sundays?
I don't know about Sunday, but they're definitely open on Saturdays.
Okay.
Because I like to go there. I've only been there once. But after the farmer's market in Lawrence, which mm-hmm. I think is the best farmer's market in the metro, it's a fun place to swing over to Baldwin City. I don't know how I got there. Don't ask me. Reggie, you have an idea for us?
Yes. There was a lady asking about a place for lunch, and I was wanting to suggest Apollo and Bill's.
Is that in Lenexa?
Yes,
that is in Lenexa, right off of Mission Drive and 435.
Okay, hey, that's a great
place. It is a great place. And they have a brunch sometimes there with an open bar, and you just go and you can gorge yourself on all sorts of breakfast food. And I've even seen them sometimes have a chocolate fountain there.
Wait, an open bar? I find that hard to believe in any restaurant.
Not an open bar, but all you can eat.
For the
bar,
food.
Well, you can,
oh, okay.
For the food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not an open bar. No, you can eat bar food and grab food.
Because Chris was practically out the door, Reggie, when she heard that.
That's out where I live.
Have you ever gone to a restaurant that wasn't a banquet that had an open bar?
I don't think it's legal.
I don't think it's legal either, actually.
But if you find one, let me know.
What about the spaghetti? This is not an open bar, but the spaghetti place on Metcalf where you could just pour your wine from the bottle and then they would come by and say, how many glasses have you had? You know, and that was the honor system.
Thank God.
I don't know if they still do that.
It's also where they sing opera at your table, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I don't go there. Cynthia in Kansas City.
Hi. I love the show. One place I like to go... by myself to eat dinner where it's Il Centro on 50th and Main.
Sure.
Oh, it's a tiny little place.
It's a tiny bar, about eight stools, I think.
Well, they have those high-top tables, and I see people eat alone there, yeah.
Yeah.
And the bartender is wonderful, and he even suggests a couple of different wines, and he knows I like the sweeter ones, so that always works out well.
Great.
And then lunch for ladies is Andre's. Still have lunch?
Yes.
Perfect. That's the best suggestion yet.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I've taken my mother-in-law there and my daughter, and it's awesome. It's definitely ladies for lunch.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our lines are still open at 816-235-2888. We're trying to find the best places to go to eat alone.
Charles, you know, another thought, you were talking about the bar because bartenders are usually friendly and take good care of you, but we're all into food here. Another fun thing to do is go sit at a counter by the kitchen.
Like so, Webster House? Like,
and the Rieger has
the
one
Rieger,
as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was going to suggest them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and also Pizza Bella. You can sit right at the counter and watch them make the pizza. So that way you're entertained mm-hmm. while you're eating. Mm-hmm.
And if you go to a place like the Rieger, whether you're at the bar or by the kitchen, the bartenders and the chefs, they really like to talk about what they're working on.
Right.
And so if you're looking for conversation...
I'm not. When I eat alone, I do not want to talk to strangers. Yeah. But we want to know what you think. Yes. What you think at 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email, as many people have been doing this morning, at walpodineshow@kcr.org. Really, when I'm eating alone, I don't want to engage in a conversation with anyone. Unless they're impeccably dressed and attractive.
I would agree with that, but...
Then I'll lower my standards. Let's see.
But will they talk to you?
No, never. Virginia in Overland Park writes, you can get a great Caesar salad at Granite City. I don't know that I've ever had a Caesar salad at Granite City, and I don't know. Candace wrote in to say about the Lebanese restaurant whose owner called us. Zaina, I eat there at least 2 times a week, sometimes more. Pretty sure that was the owner who called. Mm. Well... We all thought that, too. But you know what? That's what open radio is all about.
That's right. I think it's great because it's a place that we'd forgotten.
Emily and I were talking before the show about there is a perception that people who are eating alone are bad tippers. And I've found that to be the opposite.
I have as well. And I think I actually tip better when I'm eating alone, especially if I get really great service. I feel like I get better service when I'm eating alone because the server feels...
No.
I don't think it's pity at all.
Eating alone.
You're not interrupting a conversation when you approach a table of one, and I always feel like I get better service when I'm by myself. Unless I walk into those places where they say, only one of you, and then everything's downhill for me.
And then you get the deuce by the bathroom.
And you say, not anymore.
Carolyn and Lee Summit, what do you have to tell us?
Oh, Henry's Antiques Collectibles and Tea Room at 401 Southeast Douglas is wonderful place for lunch.
Now, that's in Lee Summit, right?
It is.
You know, mm-hmm. I've always wanted to eat there. Do you have to have a reservation to eat there?
I know. It would not hurt to do that. Generally, I don't. But it's very similar to Andre's in that you have a choice of 4 or 5 entrees, and it includes the soup and salad and then a marvelous choice for desserts and the drink. And I think the price is yesterday was $15, and when you include tax and tip, it's $17.70.
Wow. Okay. Do they serve tea?
Hot tea, iced tea, coffee, and you can also order wine for an additional charge.
All right. Long Island iced tea?
Don't think so.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a great suggestion. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Let's see here. How about Ian?
Hey,
Ian.
Just like to mention California Pizza Kitchen. Eaten there a couple times, don't eat out a lot, but what I've had there has been pretty good.
Okay. For eating alone?
Yeah, are you talking about eating alone, Ian?
Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't think of California Pizza Kitchen as being necessarily upscale. I see it more like a diner, and a diner is always a good place to eat alone. You know, you get the whole booth to yourself, mm-hmm. and... The waitresses and waiters are pretty snappy, you know?
You know, another good place that also has a pretty decent Caesar salad is the Bristol.
Oh,
I was there
excellent.
For lunch last
yeah.
week out south. And I would hope, as a seafood restaurant, that they put anchovies in their Caesar dressing. I didn't ask.
Did you taste them?
I tasted it. I only had one bite, and I had just been eating salmon, so my... taste buds are a little
Lydia's too.
I was just about to say another beautiful bar and a great Caesar salad is at Lydia's.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
and
excellent.
That bar is gorgeous. Yes. And in the winter when that fire is going,
it's just as cozy as
it is. Anything.
Lovely.
Hey, we've got Annie wrote in asking if we could repeat some of the past spots we've talked about on the show. And the one she wants to know first is Chris. I think this is directed to you. The place that does coffee pour overs.
Oh, that's
that was Mary
Parisi Cafe in Union Station. Right when you walk in the Grand Hall. You'll see it.
And the place where the owner or chef makes the cheese and comes out and tells you about it, that would be Jasper?
No, Green Dirt Farm.
Oh, but Jasper does make
Justin.
They do tableside mozzarella.
In the, I think just in the summer. Doesn't he, when the heirloom tomatoes are out, or is it all year?
I think it's all year.
Okay.
You know, Jasper may have to call in and correct me.
But Green Dirt Farm is in Weston.
Okay. And that season is over.
Yes. Yeah.
But, okay. Another caller wrote, I second the vote for Habashi House for Lebanese food. Much better than the alternatives. So, okay. Let's go to Raymond. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Ishmael?
Yes.
Call me.
And do you have to tell us about what?
Well, I'm thinking about that couscous.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a restaurant, but I'm thinking people can buy it, and it's easy to make. There is a new restaurant, Al Habashi. I think it's on Covera, 97 on Covera Road, and you can just buy it and make it yourself.
Oh, yeah, if you're so inclined. I'm one of those people that, I prefer to make nothing myself. I like it to be made for me. So Mike wrote into us at walpodineshow@kcr.org. I often eat lunch alone, being that I'm a roving accountant doing contract work. Yesterday I ate at the Herford House in Zona Rosa, and the atmosphere was excellent, the service was excellent, and I had the Thursday lunch special. Well, there's an idea, yeah.
And another thing is just if there's a place you like, frequent it and let them get to know you.
Yeah,
and then it'll be like going in and you have a friend.
Funny you should say that, because Chuck in Kansas City, Missouri writes, I go to Town Topic downtown to eat alone. And everyone there is eating alone. And it's a great way to meet new friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't want to do anything other than eat when I'm there. So I have to go alone.
Yeah.
Too busy shoving hamburgers and fries in my mouth.
I know it. And no one cares that you're sloppy.
No.
I went once in my pajamas. I'll never do that again. The number here is 816-235-2888. We're talking about great places to eat alone. You could eat at the bar. You could eat at the counter. Any other alternatives? Take it home.
Just don't eat in your car.
Yeah. Make it.
Well, but that is another one I was thinking about, Emily. Now with this food truck craze, one thing I don't like about them is that you just go and you take your food and you stand there and you eat it. But if you're eating by yourself and you want a quick bite, it's really a pretty smart
thing. And I feel like it's pretty social around the food trucks.
Yeah,
I've gone to – I go to Good U alone and I go to Port Fonda alone. Mm-hmm. And there's always – especially at night, I've gone there after I've been out and had the chilaquiles, which is one of my favorite things to eat
too.
In the world. And, get that at midnight and there's a party and you hang out and you're not really alone.
You know, it just hit me that I bet a lot of people eat alone after midnight.
Mm-hmm. But Emily's right. Here, you're not alone, so hit the food truck.
And it's totally acceptable to, though maybe not legal, to sit on the sidewalk and have a beer with your food
legal?
Out of a paper tub.
Know,
I don't think so.
No, it's not legal. But
I do it anyway.
I'm trying to think my favorite place to eat alone. Well, there's always a good old cafeteria, which they don't exist anymore, but, I always feel welcome at the hometown buffet.
That's because you're the youngest one in the group.
I know, and I love that's the reason I really love it.
See, now I won't go to a buffet by myself.
Really?
No. Then there's no social. I don't. There's nothing keeping me from just going back and back and back and back. That's something. That's a line I won't cross.
I've never felt so embarrassed in my life. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle in Kansas City. You have a favorite place to eat alone? Kyle? Oh, let's try this. I think we lost Kyle. Okay. Okie doke. Well, Kyle's going to have to call back. We somehow misplaced.
He probably was just eating at a buffet and I offended him. I'm sorry.
You offended
Kyle.
Me too. So.
Well, you probably don't eat as much as I do at a buffet. So.
Well, it's a personal
thing.
No, there's rarely, and then we're getting into the topic for a future show probably, but there's rarely anything on a buffet that I really want.
Mm. Oh.
No. I'm fussy that way.
Depends on the buffet. If it's Lydia's, everything on there is fabulous. Or an Indian restaurant.
Indian buffet.
Well, speaking of buffets, you want to put a shout out to the event you're hosting this weekend?
Of course. It is my third annual Kansas City Casserole Party, and it is happening at the Honey Tree Gallery, and that's at 504 East 18th Street in the Crossroads. But in order to attend, you have to make a casserole. And enter. So you have a team of up to two. So if you have
Mary and Chris, be at it.
Mary, I'll follow your lead.
And it's a fundraiser for Harvesters, and Boulevard is sponsoring. Boulevard Beer. So if anyone would like to enter, there are still some spots available if you have a delicious casserole recipe.
And what website do they go to find
out? CasseroleCrazy.com.
CasseroleCrazy.com. I love casseroles. When
you're going to eat a bunch of them tomorrow night.
I know it. but why doesn't a casserole restaurant open? Wouldn't that be a great idea that all they serve is casseroles?
Anna's Oven is sort of...
Yeah, Anna's Oven is sort of in that mode.
Yeah, even if they don't have casseroles.
Well, their mac and cheese is baked, and I can definitely consider those casseroles. So.
Okay. What is your definition of a casserole again?
Two or more solid ingredients and a binding agent, and it has to be baked.
Well...
It's pretty easy.
When's the last time you made a casserole, Chris? 1962?
I'm trying to think. I don't make many casseroles.
I do some baked pastas, not macaroni, but baked pastas
I come anymore is a pasta dish, pretty much, which you could certainly throw in the oven, put some cheese on it, and call it a casserole.
Mm-hmm. Many restaurants do, as I found out lately. Yeah. Well, we're coming up to the top of the hour. I want to remind our listeners you can subscribe to the Walt Bodine Show podcast and find archives of our past shows by visiting kcor.org and clicking on the Walt Bodine Show. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. Thanks to my fellow food critics, Mary, Chris, and Emily. I'm Charles Ferruza, and this is the Walt Bodine Show. Enjoy your day.